Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh my God, look what today is.
What?
Today is National Dolphin Day today.
Oh.
They reached out to some dolphins and they asked them, do you like having your own day?
Uh-huh.
You know what they said?
What'd they say? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Starting things off with a dad joke.
They were always my favorite Lisa Frank character, right? Like, she drew a good old dolphin.
She really did.
She sure did.
Big with the dolphins.
Brought dolphins to life.
We got a guy in this office. I can look across right now and see his office because it's clear doors. And he's got a gigantic dolphin.
Yeah.
Is that
tapestry.
A bed sheet?
It's a tapestry.
I think it's a bed sheet. From his bed, and it's on his wall, and it's hideous.
And he loves that thing.
Loves it.
Like, he has moved it multiple times.
Yeah. And it's front and center for people that come and take a tour of the office, the station, and we're like, what is, you sure you want to hang that there?
It's funny.
Is that a good look? These are my sheets. He goes, do you like these? And I go, Okay, so how can we talk about this?
I don't know.
Katy Perry is denying that she assaulted Ruby Rose at a club in Australia almost 20 years ago.
Oh, she's denying it now.
She's denying it.
Okay, because Ruby Rose says she's got pictures, other people saw it.
That's
There's
right.
so much proof.
Witnesses.
Yeah.
She accused Katy on Threads on Sunday, went to into very graphic detail. I'm trying to tiptoe around this. She said Katy saw her resting on her friend's lap to avoid her.
Yeah. So Ruby, she was avoiding her.
Ruby Rose is laying there on her friend's lap, avoiding Katy Perry. Katy Perry came over, pulled her pants down.
And she Captain Morgan'd her. That's the best way to put
she
it.
Rubbed her stuff on Ruby's face.
And
then Ruby threw up when she opened her eyes and saw what was going
on. She said projectile vomited.
Projectile vomited when Katy Perry rubbed herself on her friend.
On her face.
On her face.
Careful, Katy.
Katy's denying it.
We were talking about it this morning, how we were going to talk about this.
It's
one of the biggest stories out there right now.
It's everywhere.
It's difficult to have to explain what she actually did. I know.
It's like a drunk college guy playing a trick on somebody at the frat house who passed out. He went over and rubbed his butt on his face.
Okay,
and stuff.
Guy, yes. Woman,
but Katy Perry?
We don't do, like, I was actually chatting with my friend about this. We don't do this.
You don't do that.
No.
You've never done that to your friend? Like, they passed out.
No.
You go over and you're like, get a picture of me. And you're
never
like, wah, wah, wah.
In my life has it even crossed my mind that that's something we do. No, never in my life. So it's kind of hard to just, like, process.
It's
the
a lot.
The whole thing is a lot.
It's a
and
lot.
Again, the best way I can
it
describe
is assault.
It,
I mean,
absolutely. If it's true,
if
you
it's true,
should
this
not
is all
do
allegedly
this to another person.
Katy's rep is saying that Ruby's allegations are categorically false, dangerous, and a reckless lie. And we were just gushing about Katy Perry yesterday about how good she looks. She's glowing.
You know,
her boyfriend looks great.
Yes, her and Justin Trudeau out at Coachella.
You think she's doing this to her boyfriend?
apparently, I don't know. And the thing is, though, is Ruby Rose, like, she goes on to say, you know, people don't need to believe you when it comes to this kind of stuff. You just need to get it off your chest so you can deal with the trauma. Oh, Jeremy. If it's true, you just like, boy, I'm looking at
how do you make
Katy
Perry that up? Like, that's not a story you make up.
Exactly.
It's so far fetched. You're not like, I'm
not
just going to
really at the club. I've seen a lot of things happen.
Have
at the
you
club.
Seen that?
Yeah, but
again,
like a famous person just going up to
Maybe
someone.
It was a joke, you know, like a joke. People like jokes.
Not that make you
not
projectile
this.
Vomit.
Exactly. I mean, again, if
and there's
all
a lot of stories
puke.
That have come out about Katy Perry not
Why
being a good person.
Puke?
Why?
Yeah. Was it bad?
Well, Jerry.
Do we need to break that
She
joke
said her.
Too?
Okay.
We're disgusting.
Done with it. We're done.
Disgusting.
We're done with it. We're
so
done.
So bad.
Sports?
Man.
Yeah. Wow. What a transition there. Well, this is exciting. Lauren Betts, if you don't know the name, you're going to know the name. She had an awesome month of April because she won a national title. And then 8 days after winning the national title, she was a first-round, fourth overall draft pick of the WNBA. This is awesome because Betts graduated from Grandview High School in Aurora.
Yay!
So she is a local Colorado girl. And how amazing is her award list? She was the Big Ten Player of the Year this year. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. The Lisa Leslie Award, which is awarded to the nation's top center. And the most outstanding player of the NCAA Women's Tournament.
Yeah.
Like, she deserves all of these accolades. She averaged 18 points during her senior season on almost 60% shooting from the field. Which, if you're making over 50% of the buckets, that's unbelievable.
So good.
So shout out to her, a Colorado girly from Grandview High School, getting the fourth overall draft pick in the WNBA draft.
Well, and not only that, Jeremy, I don't know if you saw this during the women's
NCAA tourney.
I'm going to have to go with no.
He
didn't.
He took out his phone to watch the phone while we were talking.
I know,
this
right? Like, no, but there was a really heartwarming moment with Lauren Betts during the NCAA tournament where they were doing an interview at the podium, and she straight up recognized one of her classmates down in the reporters area, and she pointed him out, and she's like, "Hey, we had math class together, didn't we?" And so it was like they put it on ESPN and was like one of the stars of the tourney recognizes a classmate, and instead of ignoring him, totally like gives him props. Like, she has made so many good waves within the tournament and now being drafted fourth overall.
Well, I'm gonna go back to checking my Instagram.
Yeah,
and
this is great.
Come on.
This is good stuff.
Come on, this is
I'm excited.
A
it's local. This is
big. A woman who's making it big in the world.
I love it. Why are you coming at me?
Hats off to you, Lauren Betts.
I love
it. Congrats.
We see you.
I'm going to go like her right now on
good.
The Instagram.
Go like her. You're going to be
and Ruby Rose.
Don't do that. What's cool about that, Katie, is that both of those people, the one that's covering the WNBA and her, both are kind of at the top of their careers.
Yes.
You know that journalist wanted to be a journalist.
Yes. Her name
Lauren Betts.
Yes, and that journalist also,
so they're both kind of at the top of their game right there, which I like.
Both from Colorado. Mm-hmm. We love that, Jeremy.
I love it, too. Why are you coming at me?
I do have something I know you're going to love.
What?
Get ready for a Colorado-themed mini can courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Now we're talking.
Yes, I knew it. I knew this would turn it all around for you. So the soda company.
I was happy. Why are you coming at me?
Okay. Well, Coca-Cola rolling out a new series of Coca-Cola cans with a design for each and every state. So Colorado is straight and to the point. In it, there's part of a tree and then red rocks. So it's very simple, but very recognizable. I mean, you see it and you're like, okay, that is Colorado.
We got a lot of trees here.
Yes, and red rocks. So the best venue on the planet, that's all. It is a limited edition series, so they're going to do this because of America's 250th birthday.
That's
so they've got a can for every state, and you can get them through 2026.
I want to get my hands on those cans.
I know you do. You're a big fan of cans. I know.
These are small cans, though. They're the little ones, mini cans.
These are mini cans. You appreciate cans of all shapes and sizes.
He doesn't discriminate.
Right? You like all the cans. You're a fan of cans. Okay. How about the Honey Heist in Weld County?
It was just a one-liner that really didn't need to be acknowledged.
Moving on then to the Honey Heist in Weld County.
Yeah.
So someone made off with $500 worth of the only food that never spoils. The station. Honey's the only food that doesn't spoil.
They found it in the pyramids.
Yes.
They did.
This is a little self-serve honey station. So people can go up and grab the honey that they want, and then they put in the money right there up in Weld County. Somebody came up and grabbed all of the jars, took $500 worth of honey, and didn't leave any money. What the heck?
Karma's going to come back and get that person.
Well, already the cameras got that person. Like, there's literally cameras on his face. Like, you can see the distinct tattoo that he has on his arm. He's smiling into the camera. So it looks like he
loves honey.
What's happening. He totally just took off with all that honey, and they're still looking for him. So they've got his pictures all over the socials if you want to help
the
out
universe
and find
will get
this
that guy.
Someone needs to get him.
Something's going to happen to
what
this guy.
What the heck? Okay, and
they're
going
to find him. He's going to knock over a beehive or something at some point. A bunch of bees are going to get him.
Going to get a poo barrel.
Are those
angry,
the murder hornets?
Huh?
Yeah,
the
murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
They're going to get him.
Swell up. It'll be a puffy corpse.
Yeah, that's what we need.
He got
here.
Honey in his back pocket.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got him.
Lay off my honey, homie.
He's just going to be slightly
sticky
justice. The rest of his life.
Honey justice.
He really is a sticky bandit. Okay, and then one more story for you. The family-owned Bonnie Bray gas station that went off University, it is officially for sale now. So this became famous because the owner of this station famously did not put it up for sale. Like, there was actually a sign outside that said not for sale because so many people approached him trying to buy this little gas station. And the reason why is because it's one of those full-service gas stations. So they will still come out and pump your gas, and it's one of the only ones still up in existence in Colorado. So, and plus the prime location, again, right off University in Denver right there. They've been pumping gas and cleaning windshields for 84 years. It's been in this family, and now that sign has changed to indicate the property is on the market.
We should buy it, turn it into a house.
I know. And there's no, I look to see exactly what it's going for as far as the actual price.
Oh, millions, I'm sure.
But yeah, they say that a final price not public yet. It is listed as a highly valuable prime corner lot in a popular neighborhood. So yeah.
I'm not even joking about turning it into the house.
No, like, it's a great idea.
I want to do that at some point in my life. Like, it's an old fire station that you turn into a house, or an old church.
Yeah.
Those are really neat.
They really are. And again,
gas station.
It's in such a historic part of Denver, and I just feel like if you have the money
and stays
the means,
a gas station. Yeah,
well,
I
if you have the money and means to scoop it up, like
scoop it up, make it a house.
Get on it, cuz again, like, a lot of people have approached this guy to buy it, and he's been like, "No, it's going to stay in the
family."
Give
me a number. We should go in on it.
Oh, should we buy a gas station? Yes.
Yeah, we could.
We can call it JKJ.
No, we'll call it Katie's Got Gas. Good?
I like it.
I mean, it's got a ring to it.
I like it.
It really does. All right, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
And then we'll have a little sign out front that says, come on in and grab our cans.